really got to rethink this whole standing up while I record thing, because I've been at work all day and my knees are killing me, and I got to record this podcast. I have this nice IKEA standing desk. You can either sit at it or you can stand at it. And I think if I have any of you guys that are still here from the old Instagram days, like last year when I was doing every day I was uploading a new IGTV, I think at least one, but maybe two videos were I was talking about how I was going to buy this desk. And you can actually see on the video where it's like super duper clean, and now it's a fucking mess because I'm a fucking mess. But I am actually having a good day. I know that seems like at times when I record these podcasts I'm having a bad day, but today is actually a pretty good day, so I'm thrilled about that. I actually do not have a video today, so I'm going to talk about something else. But yes, today is Monday. I normally record my videos on Tuesday, and I have like two or three different places that I'm thinking about going to in terms of recording. I that's the beauty part about having a food channel, is that you can kind of just say, well, I think I feel like going here. And I don't just throw together any old thing most of the time. I usually have, a list of like, at any given time, like 3 to 5 places that are like different types of food, like burgers, pizza, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll go here. But these are like places where I've like searched. They have good ratings. I could share them in a couple of groups on like Facebook. Well, not today because Facebook's down. More on that in a minute. And it's one of those things where I could like share it and it'll get views, and because of the search traffic, it'll get views. And you can kind of tell the videos, the difference between the ones that I think out and the ones that I just kind of like at the last second, I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday at like 2 p.m. and I don't have a fucking video. And then you're just like, all right, well, I guess I'll go here because I completely forgot and yada, yada, yada. And those are the ones that usually do the worst. The ones that you put, virtually no effort into, they just throw together. Those are the ones that typically do worse, and it shows. And so I need to do less of those, which I think I've gotten better about. I think I have actually improved on that. So I'm a work in progress, folks. I mentioned Facebook was down. Same thing with WhatsApp and Instagram. I didn't check LinkedIn, although I don't really use LinkedIn all that much. But what was it? Yeah, so this is Monday, and it's been down all day, pretty much. You can't publish anything. So hopefully it'll be back up when you're hearing this podcast on, what day would this be? Thursday. Because I finally posted a photo to my Instagram. That is the title of today's podcast. It is titled, in fact, That Photo. Not just the photo, a photo, that photo. And I was actually going to load up my Instagram to take a look at it. And, well, Instagram is down, so I have to go to my phone. But over the weekend, I was at the National Harbor, the MGM National Harbor. It's a casino in Oxon Hill, Maryland. Cousins were in town from Charleston, so the wife and I and them and father-in-law decided to go down to the National Harbor. They had never been to a casino before, so this was like their first casino experience. One of my cousins actually won, a decent amount of money. So I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. And we were just walking around, primarily walking around. I don't really gamble. I like to go to casinos. I like to go to Vegas. Obviously, I've talked about this a couple times on the podcast, but I just do not really gamble really anything. At times, maybe if I have a few bucks here I set aside, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll gamble a little bit, whatever. But mostly, no. Mostly, I do not gamble. So it's mostly just walking around, and the National Harbor Hotel portion, not inside the casino, but the hotel portion, has a beautiful lobby. This is usually kind of the way it goes when you go to casinos. They have some of the most loveliest decor and extravagant, especially in Vegas. They have all these like extravagant, huge lobbies with millions of dollars in decorations. And immediately when I think of this, I think of the Bellagio, because they have like a whole conservatory with all these beautiful plants and all this stuff. And I'm thinking that I probably need to go take a photo there, probably. But the photo that I got was taken in the hotel lobby at the MGM, and it's of this like woman standing in the leaves. She's got like roses and other flowers as like her top, and there's like these random leaves that are like her dress, and she is almost like, it looks like a waterfall, I guess. It kind of looks like she's peeing, but it's like a waterfall. I don't know. But they have this beautiful glass atrium roof, and I just thought this photo was so beautiful. And I just, that's when it kind of dawned on me. I'm like, you know what? For the longest time, I've been stressing out about this whole Instagram thing, and for what reason? I don't know. Maybe because, you know, for the longest time, I was sharing my story about health and fitness over there, and then, I kind of got out of that right now, and I haven't found my way back in yet, so I'm just like, you know, and then this is a whole other podcast that I've done before, so I really don't think we need to, like, you know, recap it. You can go listen to it. It's back there, but I think it was like this whole thing where just like, you know, I was like, well, if I'm not going to do that stuff on the Instagram, what am I going to do? You know, like what do I want to do? And I'm like, you know, I know that Instagram, they say it's not a photo sharing app anymore. It's more dedicated towards video. And that's the head of Instagram that says this is not just some made up bullshit clickbait article. This is like what the actual founder, owner, head of Instagram said, like, yeah, we're not really a photo app anymore. We're more of a video app. But, you know, I'm not really in the position where I'm like necessarily trying to grow. For me, it's more just a spot of where I can share my work. And, you know, here's the thing. I like to take photos. I like to make videos. And God damn it, I'm going to use my Instagram to display this work. I mean, why not, right? I mean, okay, let's say somebody finds me somewhere online and they are somebody that, you know, maybe they're looking for some sort of a photographer or a videographer, and they go on my page and they say, oh, I like the style of that photo. Because here's the thing. I mean, you know, everybody's got a different style. Everybody's got a different look. You know, I have a certain look that I like to my photos, and somebody may see that and say, I like that style. I want that guy to take my photos versus whoever to take my photos, because I know that if I give this guy my work, he's going to make my photo look like this or as close to that or in his style or what have you. And then it just dawned on me, like, well, there's the Instagram feed now. You know, and it's funny because, you know, a long time ago, it was just like, oh, it's just selfies in the gym and Transformational Tuesday and Face-to-Face Friday and all this shit that I knew that would get clicks. It was like easy clicks, you know, like, yeah, of course I'm going to get like, you know, 200-300 likes on this photo because it's like a before and after or whatever you want to call it. And it's even like pictures of my face, even though I'm not really like super comfortable with the skin that I'm in and my face and all that stuff. People, you know, they respond to faces. So they see somebody's face, they naturally are more likely to like the photo. So yeah, you know, I publish a photo that doesn't have my face in it, doesn't have maybe anybody's face in it, and it's probably not going to do as well as some of these photos that I used to post, but I don't care. I posted this for me, and it's going to sound silly to a lot of people, especially ones maybe if you found me after Instagram and you don't know the whole context of how I was there and then I was not there and all this stuff and whatever. I mean, you can go back and listen to all that stuff. It's all there. But for me, like, it was a big deal to publish that because I've been going back and forth in my mind for literally months now. Like, what am I supposed to publish on this app? What am I supposed to put up here? What is my purpose? Why should I publish on this app? Why? And then I just realized, like, who cares? Like, just post a fucking photo. It's not that big of a deal. But I made it a big deal. It's what I do. I tend to make things a bigger deal than they need to be. And so I just published this photo. And I was thrilled with this photo. I was happy with this photo. I thought this photo was so fucking beautiful. I loved it. And I was like, I need to share that with people. So now, when I take a photo and I have that feeling about said photo, it'll go up on the Instagram. And that's it. And if I don't have a photo that makes me feel that way, it doesn't go up on the Instagram. No more duds. We're not publishing photos just to bait for likes and all that stuff. It's just photos that make me feel something. They give me some sort of an energy. They make me feel a certain way. And if it's got that quality, then it's happening. It's going up there. Anyway, that's going to do it for me here on this podcast. If you made it this far, my God, you are the best. I love you for it. Thank you so much for being here. And go check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. There's a video up there. I know there will be. Haven't made it yet, but it'll be up there. And I'll see you guys on the next podcast, or maybe you go find me on another podcast that I've done. So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I'll talk to you next time. Are you still here? I busted you out. Why are you still here? Oh, I know why you're still here. You fucking love that song as much as I do, don't you? I was like, yeah, I'm going to let it ride out. I'm just going to let this song ride out. Gotta love that song. So awesome. This might be my new podcast theme, like, or it's not new, but my podcast theme for like ever. I don't know why. Sounds like it's a sad song, but it's vibey. So if you like it as much as I do, that's probably why you're still here. And, or maybe you just hung around to see if I would say anything because you saw like there was like another 2 minutes left, but whatever. Either way, thank you guys for being here. I'll catch you next time. All right. Bye.